Here we go. So, I think we left off last time. We were discussing the. Does everyone hear me? Zevi, am I on? Hold on a
Yes,
second.
Revy's on. Yes, Revy's on. We
You
can hear
hear
Revy
me?
perfectly.
Okay,
Yes.
good. Good.
Amazing.
Ooh, wow. Oh my gosh. Who's the. What is it? Who is that?
Revy, should we take him off? We could take him off, Revy.
No, it's fine. Let him enjoy himself. But okay. And it just gave me what to talk about here. Okay. Anyway, so the so we left off with I think we were talking about Tefillah B'Tzibur, and we were talking about how far a person has to go to find a Tefillah B'Tzibur and the importance of it. We then went on to, we were going to discuss, I think, the denim of what's considered tzibur. Yeah. So I'm not sure what page it is on those Maror HaMakomos, but it's, if you search for the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem D'Chayei Adam, where he talks about the Ikra Tefillah B'Tzibur is Tefillah Yud-Ches, the Hainu Shispalu Be'Asara, Asara Anashim, Shem Gidoilim
Ravi,
Yeah.
introduce the Indian that we're discussing because some of us don't remember from like a week and a half ago.
So I'm starting a new inyan now. Until now, we're discussing tefillah b'tzibur, the importance of davening with a tzibur, the importance of davening in a basic knesset, and we were speaking about how far does one have to go to search for a minyan. Now I would like to discuss tefillah b'tzibur. What is tefillah b'tzibur? At what point of tefillah, what point of davening is it very important that we are with a tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah or the Shulchan Aruch, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Samach Teh Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch over there says that if you have people that are davening together and each one's on its own, so you have many people, each one davening on their own, and all these people did not hear Kaddish or Kedusha, so one person can get up and say Kaddish and Kedusha. And this is what this Makar, this specific Makar to what in some places they call a short Shmoneh Esrei, a short Chazaras HaShatz, where the Chazaras HaShatz will start the Shmoneh Esrei, and everyone will answer Kiddush, and then everyone will finish off davening on their own. But what we want to take out of this halacha is that what's important for the tzibur to be together for is in order to answer Kaddish, to answer Kedusha, to answer Baruch Hu. These are the important parts of davening that one needs tzibur for. The Mishnah Berurah over there brings down that the Radvaz held that if let's say you have 10 people which davened on their own, each one davened on their own, each one in their place they davened, so when they get together, they can no longer join as a minyan in order to say Kaddish and Kedusha because the din tefillah has already left them. And it's and as the Mishmaru says, it's brought down in the Magen Avraham. However, he says there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sefer that says that the Olam's not like the Radvaz. However, even according to the Radvaz, if there's one person there who did not yet daven, then that one person could get up and he could say out loud, Shmoneh Esrei, and everyone will answer to him, Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that when you have Rav Minyan, that's like a Tzibur Gamma, meaning if Rav the Minyan did not daven, Rav the Minyan, I'm sorry, you need to have 10 people. But if Rav the Minyan did not daven yet, so then you could say Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. So there's a discussion over here. In other words, in order to say Kaddish and Kedusha, do I need 10 people that did not daven yet, or it's enough to have Rav the Minyan that did not daven yet? That's the discussion over here. Or even if it's one person that did not daven yet, could we be samech on that? So let me be clear. I'm sorry. I don't think I was clear enough. Let me be clear. The Mishmur Sim Samach Tesif Katan Aleph, he brings down from the Ritvaz that if you have 10 people davening, where each one davened by themselves, so they cannot say Kaddish and Kedusha. If one person did not daven yet, so then says the Radva, then says the Mishmura, he could go up and he could daven, he could start Shmon Esrei out loud, and they can answer Kedusha to that. The Mishmura also says that in Sifkat and Ches that if you have Roiv the Minyan that did not daven yet, so they could say Dvarim Shavu Kedusha, even though four people or three people davened already. The question that we want to deal with now is in order to become Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's in order to answer to Dvarim Shavu Kedusha. What about B'Mekayim the mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur, the mitzvah that we're talking about until now, Tefillah B'Tzibur? Do I need that all 10 people did not daven yet, or it's enough that Roiv did not daven? That's the question. So if we take a look at that Chayodim that we mentioned before, the Chayodim is not clear what if I need all 10 people davening together, meaning that they all did not daven yet. So there's a safer base for Binyamin Zilber on the Sefer Chayodim, and he writes over there that even if Roiv did not daven yet, it's chashuv as if the 10 are davening together. From the din of Rubai Kikulai, that we find in different other areas of halacha, Rubai Kikulai. Now, the question is, what's the chayadim come to lafuke? It's come to lafuke that people would daven be yechidus mamish. Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Simech Chavtes, he quotes this. He says that which the Shoyl wrote to him, that the kavan of the chayadim is that you do not need 10 people together. It's enough that Roy the Tzibur is davening. So he says, besides that which you can't explain that in the words of the chayadim, even b'doichik, it's hard to push that into the words of the chayadim. Says because he says El Vaday is going to tell us the linear spalo kol hasar biyachar v'lesagi b'roivmen. So Rav Moshe is writing in the tshuva over here, it's not enough they have roiv people davening. Now you need that all 10 should be davening together. And he says, and don't say the linear the mile of tefillah biyachad with 10 is enough. And even if you have Kitanim davening, says that, and even though Kitanim are very chashiv, because Hevel, they don't have a chet, still, then the you need 10 people in order for the Mila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he explains, he says, the Mila of Tefillah B'Tzibur is not mitzah that you have a Eda, you have 10 people standing there. The Mila of Tefillah B'Tzibur is because it's a Eis Ratzai. When the tzibah is being mispalel, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mo'es in the tefillah of the rabbim, because there is a rabbim actually davening right now. The Ramesha quotes also that for things that need, okay, so therefore what seems to come out is that in order to have tefillah b'tzibah, what we need to have the 10 people davening together. So now the question is, if let's say I come late to a tzibur, I come late and they already started davening, and for me to catch up in order to be able to daven with the tzibur, their Shmon Esrei, the daven Shmon Esrei with the tzibur, I'm going to have to skip around. Am I allowed to do that or not? So here the Shulchan Aruch gives us klalim to what you're allowed to skip and when you should skip. In other words, let me phrase the question as follows. Is it better to daven together with the 10 people Shmona Esrei or to daven on my own pace, and when I'll get up to Shmona Esrei, I'll daven myself? So obviously the best thing is to daven with the tzibur. Now, let's say my davening with the tzibur, This is the second question. My davening with the tzibur together, with the 10 people, I am not going to be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha because my Shemoneh Esrei will take longer than the time that they wait, and I will not be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Is it better that I should daven with the tzibur, Shemoneh Esrei, or to answer Kaddish and Kedusha? Or someone has to leave the basic Knesset early, and somehow he has a choice to either answer Kaddish and Kedusha or to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that someone goes into basic Knesset and finds the tzibur davening. If he could start and finish before the shliach tzibur will reach Maidim, he should daven. If not, he shouldn't daven. The second Manama says over there that if he could start and finish before the shliach tzibur gets to Kedusha, so then he should daven. If not, he should not daven. And that's why it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Kuf Tesif Aleph. What we see from the Pashtus over here is Mashma, from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Gemara, is that the answer to Kaddish and Kedusha overrides davening tefillah b'tzibur b'yachad with the tzibur, to daven together with the tzibur. However, there is a Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham over here, with the understanding of the Prima Gadim, seems to say that there's a difference between if you're starting with the tzibur or if you're not starting with the tzibur. If I'm going to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, so then, even though you miss Kaddish and Kedusha, but davening with the tzibur is better. But if I'm going to miss davening, I'm not going to make it to start with the tzibur, I'm not starting with the tzibur, so then Kaddish and Kedusha would override. That's what seems to come out from the Magen Avraham. Tomorrow, I would like to discuss this halacha clearer. When I come late to davening, is it when should I skip, when not to skip Sukkot Zimra? Is it important that I skip in order to be able to start with the tzibur? Or even if I'm not going to end up starting with the tzibur, is it also important for me to skip? If I have a choice of answering Kaddish and Kedusha, should I do that or not? What if this is a common question? What if I will not make it to daven with the tzibur Shemoneh Esrei, but I could make it to daven with the chazan Chazor Hashatz? I could say my Shemoneh Esrei together with the chazan when he's saying Chazor Hashatz. Is there anything to that or not? Is that called tefillah b'tzibur or not? And do I skip in order to do that? Be'ez Hashem, I hope to be clearer and more ready tomorrow to be able to go through this. In the Mar, I put all this in the Mar, because someone wants to look at it beforehand, but that's what we'll discuss tomorrow. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will be on from 1 to 120. I got the number, the number right this time, so we'll be on. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.
Yishar koach, Rebbe.
Thank you.
Does Rebbe have time for one question?
Yeah, go for it.
So Ozzy wrote, would being mistabla at the time that the tzibur is davening considered tefillah b'tzibur based on the Eis Ratz and Svara? Rebbe Dill?
Again, being mistabla that what?
Does Rebbe see the chat? Rebbe could see how it, is Rebbe able to see it on the phone?
Let me just tap into the chat.
Yeah.
Now I see. So would being mistabla at the time... Wait, so I should leave the chat on when I give the share?
Yeah, it would be a Milo because sometimes people are writing questions. Over here we only had hit one question.
I didn't realize that. Okay, let me see.
It pops up. It pops up also on the screen when it ready call, when someone posts it.
Sometimes I don't realize that it popped up because I'm talking till it just leaves. Over here it's sitting here. So once I let me see. So would be a spell at
We could share the Mar Maklemis next time also on the screen. We sent it out to everybody, but we could share it on the screen next time also, Bezer Shem.
Oh, that would be good. Okay, so would being mispala at the time that tzibur is davening considered tefillah b'tzibur? So would being mispala at the time that tzibur is davening, I'm not understanding this.
Ozzy, you want to speak up? You're able to unmute yourself?
Since the svara that you're telling me of the mile of tefillah b'tzibur is that it's an ace rutzen,
Yeah.
I could be anywhere in the world and find out the same. That milah of being mispalel and the tefillah being mispalel is a different milah than the tefillah b'tzibur.
Correct.
So, but now you're talking about the whole word is an ace rutzen, so that I'm coming on to that svara of bisman shel tzibur mispalel.
So that's the Gemara. Okay, so it goes like this. The Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara says, where were you? Why didn't you show up in shul? So he said, I wasn't able to come. So the Amora asked him, so why didn't you gather 10 people together? So he said, I wasn't able to. So he says, so why don't you daven with, why didn't you daven at the time when the tzibur was davening? So we see from that Gemara that there are two types of ace rutzins. There's the ace rutzin when there's 10 people actually davening, that the Gemara says that that's, how do we know that 10 people should daven together from the Chashem ace rutzin, which the Briskerov and many others write that the tefillah b'tzibah is a whole different avodah. It's a different avodah than a tefillah b'yachid. It's a different avodah than a tefillah b'yachid. It's keneged karbonis of tzibah, which have different dinim. The Rif says that's why we stand in different dinim. Akapanim, there's the ace rotzin of the tziba davening together when the 10 people are davening together. Then there's another level, which if you can't make it to that, there's another level of ace rotzin, which is bishosha tziba mispalin. But there's the yachad, the togetherness in one room together, that creates a certain ace rotzin, which the Gemara says, hein like kavir kel. And all that.